Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 4, episode 13. We're all the way back in, I don't know, probably like 2016. My God.
That's a
Doesn't
good
feel
question.
Like that long ago.
Oh my God, it feels forever ago. It's so funny to watch this back.
The fashion's my favorite.
It makes me think of Whitney Port watching back the hills. Like she always talks about the jeans.
Oh my God. I've taken that up again. And her husband is honestly the funniest person.
Hilarious. I hope I am just like him.
Same.
In my recaps.
Same. I don't need to be like Whitney. I just need to be like him.
For silent laughs.
Okay, so check us out on the A&M Podcast Network. We have this podcast. We have Summer is Fun, a Summer House podcast. We have One Season Wonders. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe. Join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta, although there are spoilers on our Instagram, so beware. And join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get in a second. Hang on. I didn't have it queued up because
this isn't a spoiler. There isn't a spoiler, but today I posted in like real time. Not because this is coming out later. I posted a picture and it felt like a crossover because Kyle from Summer House said it's all about the pasta.
Let's
and I was like,
pasta.
Yes, it is.
Oh my God. I loved it. I started cracking up. Okay. So Patreon for $1 a month, you get access to everything or nope. Sorry, it's been a long day. You get access to our pre-show, which is where Meredith and I talk about whatever we want. And then you also get episodes that we record early. So like this episode, you can, if you're on the Patreon, you can listen to this immediately. If you're not on the Patreon, my God.
You're just a little bit behind. So like catch up to the rest of us.
You're like a lot of bit behind. Meredith and I probably are such different people.
By the time this actually airs, I'm very tan. That's
my
dream.
There you go. I hope I'm
because it'll be summer.
Oh, dope. I hope I'm also very tan. For $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to our after show, which is where we talk about spoilers because I don't know about you, but I got a few things to discuss about this episode that I'm not going to talk about until the after show.
It's funny because things hit different when you know what the future is.
When you know what's happening. Yeah. And also we will say your name on the podcast. This I did have queued up. So thank you to Ashley, Chris, Danae, Dustin, Jackie, Kimberly, Cameron, Tiffany, Tracy, Emily, Gina, Jennifer, Kelsey, Mariah, Sarah, and Zoe.
Woo-hoo.
Woo! Oh my God. If you only listen to Vanderpump for some reason, like you don't listen to Summer House, which is like fine, you're going to listen to season 3 and be like, oh my God, they only have like 4 people that like them. And then you're going to listen to this and you're gonna be like, oh my God, they have a list.
Well, honestly, even first half of season 4, because we did that before Summer House.
Oh, that's right.
It is a true break in the middle.
You can totally tell where we took a big ass break because of how many Patreons we have.
True. The little Easter eggs behind the scenes. What's Whitney's husband's name? That's what he always does. Behind the scenes.
Oh, behind the scenes. He's so good. We should hire him. And then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus when we do live seasons, we ask for your opinions and you'll be able to share those and we'll read them on the show. And we pick a patron of the episode. So this week's patron of the episode, I'm going to give to Tracy.
Yay.
Woo-woo. Tracy's always been around. She's been with us for a long time.
OG.
We appreciate her. She's one of the OGs. We absolutely adore her.
Maybe we need an OG level of our Patreon. Is that exclusive?
Yeah, that's like too exclusive. I feel like.
Can you make a group chat on Instagram? Maybe we need a group chat.
That's what
with
we
OGs.
Should do with our OGs. Yeah, that's it. So become an OG. If you're around for at least like three seasons,
we'll you can still get OG status if you join
our new. Yes.
For limited time only. OG status.
Eventually we'll close the OGs officially for everyone.
The Vanderpasta Patreon account.
For only $19.99, you get
we create we'll throw an infomercial. A set of
steak knives too.
I'm crying.
Meredith's literally crying. I'm not even that funny. I mean, I'm funny, but I'm not being that funny.
I think I'm just at my limit.
I'm more like angry and Meredith just gets slap happy. Like things happen to me and I'm like, I don't want to do anything.
You know, there's stages of grief. I feel like the stages of frustration with work are like, my bucket is filled with frustration. So like it's coming out as tears.
I like that. I'm not done yet. I'm still frustration. Anyway, so let's talk about Vanderpump Rules because I did chuckle a few times in this episode.
I loved it.
Previously on Vanderpump Rules, Stassi texted Katie about her engagement and Katie wanted absolutely nothing to do with it. Max broke his face and Lisa's very concerned about him. James got himself an invite to Hawaii and he wants to get laid, but Lala doesn't want to be the one to lay him. So that's rough. Sheena...
That works because it's Hawaii.
We're in Hawaii, get it? That was the worst. Sheena texted Ariana's mom about how Ariana and Sandoval have changed. Lala let Brittany know that Jax is flirting with her, but Jax denied everything. Of course, like I don't know why we thought Jax would not deny everything.
Well, maybe because everything's recorded and will air shortly.
This idiot, like I just. Just
like men think though. It's like, well, I'm just, he's like triaging the today, not thinking about the tomorrow.
By the time this airs, Brittany will be so in love with him that she will never leave him.
I mean, what's the next step after you drive across country and move in with somebody?
Marriage. Immediately marriage.
By next season, they're married.
I would get married to someone before I would move my life for them.
What?
I like my life. I'll do long distance marriage.
Alicia's going to be the couple that like lives in different apartments. But if, yeah. I think that can work.
My dream is for my husband to move right next door.
I agree. And that's my best friend to be on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dope. Yeah. No, that's
I want it to be like dream. A sister wife's house where you have like wings of the house. And it's like, that's your side of the house. Here's mine. And we have like a central like TV watching area.
Oh my God, that's like one of those TikTok houses.
I love it.
We're going to be in a TikTok house.
It sounded like you said TikTok.
I love it. Am I that old?
I think it's called TikTok. Things.
You know the app, the TikTok?
Let's move in because I'm hyped about this. This episode lives rent-free in my brain.
Yeah, so we're in Hawaii. Jax is telling Brittany that, you know, if he wanted to have sex with Lala, he could have. So if Brittany wants to believe that, then that's fine. Which I hate when he does. He's like, I could have sex with her if I want to. Just remember.
Well, it's like reverse psychology. He's trying to pull on her, which it kind of works with these people. He's saying that, like, I could have done it if I wanted it to. So that's why it's not true.
Yeah, because who am I to deny sex? And Lala doesn't have a say in it. It's not like she denied me.
I'm so awesome. I denied her.
She would never deny me. Look at me. I'm like a god. But yeah, so, you know, but Jax told Brittany, chose Brittany, but he did think about fucking Lala, which we know because he literally said it to her.
I know. I do like that he admits in his interview that it was a moment of weakness. And then we get Sheena, who is finally like kind of telling the truth, I'll say. And she says okay, yeah, you did do some inappropriate stuff.
Yeah. Well, Jax is sitting there going, I'm not a liar. All I do is tell the truth.
Oh
I'm
my God. Truther. And I was like, here we go again with the truth.
She's a truther. But then Sheena, is like, you were being flirty. And he's like, I don't know why we're still talking about this. Should we go get a drink? Like, now I've been called out. I'm not like, wait, wait,
now I'm done with this conversation.
Yeah, bye. I'm done. So Brittany just wants honesty. And she's like, can you give me honesty? Can you give me honesty?
My middle name is Truther.
And he's like, fine. Didn't I already tell you I'm the truther?
I don't know what he's saying. He's like, you know what? I promise you I'll always tell the truth. And behind his back, he has his like fingers crossed.
Yeah, his fingers are crossed.
He's like, I have a loophole here.
So now we're back in the hotel or the Hotel Modern by the pool. We're doing beer bongs by the pool because this is what you pack when you go to Hawaii. I did not pack my beer bong. So I didn't
know I'm wrong. You know what's crazy is you were probably, when you went to Hawaii, younger than they are in Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm definitely young. I don't think I've ever been older than Jax. Even rewatching this, I think he's always been older.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, season one Jax, I'm pretty sure, is about 30.
Oh my God. I was today's years old when I found that out.
I knew
he was 31, but I never thought about how like we've always, even as, watching back.
Now as being long as I have watched the show, even every time I watch the show, he is older than me.
We should do a party for when we surpass his season one age.
Oh my God. That would be really fun.
That's your birthday party theme. I'm finally older than Jax Taylor season one. I'm
finally older than Jax Taylor. That's amazing. Season one, of course. It'll take
a few more years.
Yeah, I don't think I still won't surpass him for a while.
You've got 4 years.
Max did a beer bong. So he's not on his antibiotics. And he's putting this gross-ass beer bong. I'm sorry, everything after COVID is gross to me. That's all I see. But he's putting it in his mouth where he's going to get an infection. He already has, like, an issue in his mouth. So putting that in his mouth made me nervous.
Ew, and, like, you don't know where that's been. Like, what if they, like, put it on the hotel floor?
That was in Tom Sandoval's suitcase.
Okay, I trust Sandoval more than, like, Schwartz's suitcase, though.
But, like, it's still in his suitcase. And then they didn't wash it. I'm sure they didn't take
it. Oh, hell no. And what would you wash it with? Hand soap? It's not like the hotel gives you dish soap.
I would want to take a Clorox wipe to it, that whole thing. But then I wouldn't want to stick it in my mouth. COVID has changed us all. Anyway, happy 2 years, everyone. It's like the end of March. We've made it this far. End of March, 2022. Yeah, so Lala's not here, and Brittany's like, that little bitch. So then we go to Lala, which I hate. Brittany is not my favorite character.
No, but I do have to say it does get better this episode.
Yes. So we go to Lala's room where Faith, Max, and James find her in bed. And Lala's just upset because everyone's coming for her. And like Faith was also naked and no one came for Faith. It was just Lala.
So true. I never even clocked that. That's a good point.
And so Lala just starts crying. She feels really attacked. She needs her mom. I'm assuming her mom didn't pick up because she never talked to her mom. But yeah, she's really just hit her breaking point with everyone questioning her character and if she respects herself or not. And now Jax is like a really good liar. And like, he basically operates the same way a serial killer operates.
Yeah.
We've been saying.
This broke my heart because Lala is so confident and she seems like the person who it has to get really bad for her to get here.
Yeah. And I kind of have no doubt she respects herself. Like if you really got to know her, she's not hooking up with anyone. She didn't end up hooking up with Jack. She barely has hooked up with James. Like she's not doing shit. She loves herself. And the thing
is like how I think we're now in 2022 in such a different place. Like you can really tell that like the way you dress is for you. It's not about other people. Mm-hmm. Like I can have self-respect and not to jump ahead, but like wear a thong bikini because that's what I want to do. And that kind of conversation has really changed. And so it's kind of nice to know, like, we aren't in this place. Well,
we're in a better place. We're not
the mainstream is not in this place. There will always be people in this place, but
yes.
I hate to say like spoiler, but like everybody knows what modern society we live in, but like this isn't like a conversation as much anymore.
No, it's very much like, we're speaking up for women, like women on women violence is not to say this is violence, but it's still like but attacking. It's still like,
yeah.
It's not tolerated as much. Like we stand up for it. And we know like, it's very much wear what you want to wear. If you're 350 pounds and want to wear a thong bikini, you do it. If you're 100 pounds and you want to dress conservatively, you do it. Like no one's here to judge. We all love ourselves. Well, we love each other and ourselves.
Weird thing to say that I heard recently was like, there is no crop top body. Like if you want to wear a fucking crop top, do it. And I was like, I love that. I want to wear a crop top and I don't have a 6-pack abs. I'm going to do it.
Fuck yeah. Everyone wear crop top. Do it. Great. So if Lala wants to wear a fucking crop top, she's going to wear a fucking crop top, everyone. But then James decides this is his time to comfort her and gets in bed, takes off his pants because they're a little wet.
That's the problem. If he would have just gotten in bed and been like, let me hug you, like, this would have been an amazing moment. And I feel like her shell would have cracked a little bit on his front. Yeah. But it's like, no, he like goes sleazy and immediately takes off his pants and is like, oh, I'm going to get some. This is the moment.
Yeah. And she's like not having it. Also, Faith and Max are like watching, laughing because they're like,
they can see stop? How weird this is.
So then James gets denied by Lala and she's basically like, Faith is going to sleep next to me, not you. Mm-hmm. And then he gets mad. Like he calls her a tease. He gets like genuinely mad. Max tells him to calm down and then like escorts him out. James, my dude.
Not good. Here's the thing. Arguing with the girl you want to sleep with will never get you there.
Not good. Yeah, no. You're not going to end up sleeping with her. But we go back to the pool. Sheena asks Ariana to talk. Even though she doesn't feel sorry for anything, she's just going to like be the bigger person. Which, like being the bigger person means trying to understand where the person's coming from. And if you can't even get there, at least recognizing that you upset them, right? Sheena thinks being the bigger person is just saying sorry.
Just sorry for anything and hoping for the best. Yeah, being the bigger person is really trying to, I think, go into the conversation with an understanding. You may not have to apologize for, like, I can understand that that's what Sheena thought in the moment. And you can explain that, but just saying, like, I'm really sorry that it hurt your feelings. I didn't want to do that. That's where you need to end up. Because if that's your best friend, you really should have those feelings anyways, that you didn't want to hurt your best friend.
She says, sorry if the conversation was out of line. And Ariana's like, that feels like a dumb.
She's apologizing for the conversation last night, not what she did with Ariana's mom.
Yeah, no, she's just like, Ariana does not accept this. And then Sheena's basically like, what do you want me to say? I said I was sorry. Do you want me to say I'm sorry that I said what I said? Because I'm not sorry I said that. I'm just sorry the conversation didn't go the way. Can you please give me
a shovel? I want to dig myself deeper.
Yeah, basically she says, I'm sorry the conversation didn't go the way you wanted it to. I'm not sorry for any of my actions.
There are a million backhanded apologies, like Ariana says.
Yeah, and then Ariana wishes that Sheena could mean it. Like, she's like, I just wish you, as my best friend, could mean this apology to me. And Sheena says she meant when she said to Ariana's mom. And Ariana's just like, you've hurt our feelings. And Sheena's like, yeah, but I apologized. So
like, this should be a band-aid and you should be better because I told you I was sorry.
They just like the end it. Like,
it's funny because and Tom identifies this later that like everything Sheena said about Tom, I think some of it is true about Tom, but like Sheena's the exact same way. Sheena is so full of herself. She thinks she's better than other people. Like, I gave you an I'm sorry and you should be grateful for that. She's manipulative. Yes.
Completely manipulative.
Dude, a manipulator can see a manipulator. Come on.
Like, ridiculous. So they solve nothing.
Pot and kettle calling each other every name of the book.
It's so annoying. Whatever, we move on. So we got bottle service. Shay's excited. This man wants to lit drink. Up. I think it's because he's married to Sheena. And Sheena
remember Sheena's rule. You take one shot and then you let somebody else take a shot and then you get to take a shot. What, every other?
Instead of doing three beer bongs, you do one.
We're just following your rules, Sheena.
Yeah. Want to be sober? Only drink half the alcohol as everyone else. Sobriety. So then we're all drinking. I don't know how Shay knew how many shots everyone else had taken, but he, I think, did half, right? Because he wasn't super drunk.
That's the thing is he says drunk. Like, you know, like, I'm feeling myself, but like, I'm not doing anything. And Sheena's like, you're drunk. Get out of here.
Yeah. She looks him in the eye and he's like, hey, what's up? Like, he's just having a good time. And she's like, you're drunk. I see it in your eyes.
But and
he's
like, happy me? And you don't get to be happy. So I'm going to call you a drunk.
Put that fucking smile off your face. So she gets mad that he snuck drinks behind her back, but like, you can't mom him 1 minute and then be like, go have every other shot. Be responsible. Like, right?
It's not sneaking behind your back if your back was just turned and I was drinking. I don't think you could turn around things. At any moment. If he was sneaking drinks behind her back, he'd be like in the bathroom ripping shots out of a water bottle.
He would have been 16 again.
Like, what is he supposed to do? Like, hey, Sheena, this is technically shot 3 for everyone else, only 2 for me. So, like, me. I'm on the other, so I'll every other pattern. The
fourth one.
Want to make sure you see this.
I'm sitting out the fourth one. I've already calculated it. Yeah. So if everyone takes 12 shots and dies, I'll be I'm 6 good. In
and I'm hammered, sober,
but I'm not as bad as everyone else. So they're walking back to the rooms and like, she's so mad at Shay. She's yelling at him. He's like, fine, you be mad. I'm going to go to the room. Like, he's over it. And Sheena then in her interview is like, I just need my rock. And Shay can't be my rock when he's drunk. And I'm like, but Shay needs you to be sober as his rock.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck about what happened with you and Ariana. It was maybe a 4 on the awkwardness scale and a 2 on the bad scale. Like, no one gave a fuck about it. And,
like, the importantness of it is, like, okay, you're mad you're fighting with your best friend. Maybe you should think internally on why you're fighting with your best friend and handle it yourself.
Meanwhile, your husband is addicted to drugs and probably alcohol. Please support him. Instead, you tell him to go be an adult and take every other shot, and then when he gets a little happy, you yell at his ass.
Yeah, that he's not in for your drama enough.
Listen, I don't think it's great that Shay's addicted, but I am team Shay in this whole fucking addiction thing.
Yeah, like, she's setting unrealistic standards for him, and then is mad at him no matter what. She's setting him up for failure.
She's enabling him. Anyway, next morning, everyone's waking up. Schwartz and Katie still haven't had sex. Ariana and Tom are still very upset about the Sheena thing. Tom goes as far to say as he's devastated, and he compares Sheena to Kristen because they're both coming for his relationship.
I was like, all right, there are 2 levels to this. It is different. Let's all remember Miami Girl. she was flown out to California to confront him at the bar. We're not there with Sheena.
Sheena just texted Ariana's mom. That is a 6 on the scale of 10 is Miami Girl.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We're not there yet. But he does make a good point that maybe she should focus on her own relationship.
I mean,
and then we cut straight to their room, straight to Shay and Sheena in bed. They're very upset. Shay is sitting cross-armed on the bed. He's very upset.
He's like, told me I could do 2 shots.
They're arguing about the alcohol consumption. And Sheena's just upset because she told Shay not to drink too much, but to drink. There's a line, Shay. And when you're an addict, you should know that line.
I'm like, how do we quantify too much versus just a little bit? That isn't
You can't say have every other shot, but there's a too much line. Yes. There's no too much line for everyone else. If everyone else had stopped at 8 shots, you know we're stopping at 4.
Yes.
But if no one else is stopping, Shay doesn't have to stop. There were no rules.
That's the thing is there's no cap to his half drinking.
And then he's trying to explain himself. She's he needs on like a chart, phone.
You know, like the BMI chart.
Yes. Yes. He needs to blow. There needs to be a strong cap of where he needs to stop. But
we're just making jokes about this. He needs to not drink.
we truly know the addict should not take part in the event that they're or in the substance they're addicted to.
Family members should be supportive.
Yes.
Of this.
We've made fun of this multiple times. Like when she initially said have every other shot.
Kind of thought process and making
it is
fun
so
of it.
Dumb. It is so dumb. Meredith and I, though, on the form of addiction, we stand. You should be sober if you're addicted to alcohol and drugs.
Yes.
We will support you in that. She is an idiot. She's ignoring him in these big blue glasses while she's on her phone. She doesn't give a fuck about him. And then in her interview, she just says, have a few drinks, be buzzed, don't get drunk. What?
I'm like, do you think I know exactly where that line is between my buzzed and my drunk? I wish I knew where that was.
I don't know where that is.
It would make
I'm
me
not addicted
not
to
not abandon my car because I don't want to drink and drive.
There are some nights where 2 drinks I'm buzzed. There are some nights where two drinks, I end up drunk somehow. Yes. I don't know.
It depends all about how much you
eat.
Yes.
How much water did you have before? Yep. What did you exercise that day? It just depends.
My what liquor are you consuming? What's the ratio in the drink that person made? Like, good God. See
any food at dinner. This man tried his goddamn best. Well,
eating is not in Sheena's requirements.
Yeah. Also, I think there's a weird rule she has. I don't know if it's mentioned here or later, but he can't have hard alcohol. Like, that's another thing.
He mentioned it as soon as that cart rolled up at that party last night. That was She goes, you can't have that. Or he no said hard alcohol. I think he said, oh, I wish I could have hard alcohol.
Hard alcohol. Yeah. So this man just had a few vodka shots and now she's pissed.
No, that's hard alcohol. Like, he just had to drink beer.
I think he had like maybe a vodka shot. Now she's like,
that's her sneaking drinks behind her back.
Oh my God. You snuck one whole vodka shot. Forget the 12 beers you had. That one vodka shot.
We got to move on or an entire hour will be dedicated to these rules.
Anyway, whatever. Then Sheena, of course, makes it about her because she had those problems with Ariana. She's very upset, but she's just going to fucking apologize and be the bigger person, which Shay says she always is, which I don't know where that was, but okay. Shay's still drunk.
She was like, I'm wearing wedges, so I'm taller and I'm the bigger person.
I'm the bigger person. Get it? So then we go to Max and James's room. It's 10:20 a.m. and Lisa is calling. She's worried that they've been sleeping in this long.
They're on vacation. I think 10:20
is normal.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Oh, well, I guess not so much because like LA time, that's like way later.
I guess. But you're out on Hawaii time. You're out on Hawaii time. Is Max behaving himself? The editors cut to all of his his drinks and kissing. So James is personally responsible for Max, which is a bad idea because he gets Max to take a shot while they're on the phone with Lisa.
And they're about to go surfing, which is on Lisa's no-no list.
Yeah, no kissing and no surfing and no drinking.
We got to keep that mouth.
I don't think he ends up surfing.
Pristine.
He ends up snorkeling, which you put a thing in your mouth, which is probably worse than surfing. But
I'm like, burn those things. I don't even want the like blood that's probably on them.
So we go to the beach. We're really doing this surf lesson. We're drinking out of tampons and suntan lotion again. Only so many people surf, right? It's like Sandoval, Ariana, Jax, Faith, James. That's it.
Yeah.
Great. So they're the ones surfing. Jax has these sunglasses he's wearing out surfing and everyone's like, why would you wear those? And he's like, I stole them from the hotel. So if I lose them, I'm giving it back to the earth. It's fine. Also, for only surfing one day, they're all really good or just really athletic. Or maybe they surf in LA.
I was about to say, I bet this is not their first time actually surfing. Although James says it is his first time.
That's amazing to get up on your first time.
He's athletic, my ass, though, I think.
My ass was in that water belly first each time. I just could fall. There's no way. So Katie and Lala are on the beach. And this is when Katie tells Lala that she's missing her bottoms.
This is such a bad thing to say.
This is dad and like just... How old are you, Katie? How old are you?
I feel like these types of bathing suits aren't that new to like the LA scene.
No. The only time I'd be like, we should call Lala out on her thong bikini is if she's maybe like on vacation with her family. Then like cover up your ass a little bit.
If it's her family, it's different. If it's your family, if it was my family, I'd be like, hey, can we not? This is not my fans vibe.
But like we're at a beach in Hawaii with a bunch of 20 to 30 year olds. Yeah. And then Katie's like telling her this is what rap girls wear in the videos. And Lala's like, thank you so much. I would drink champagne off my ass every day. Like, thank you.
Love and that follow-up. Don't
Katie's
be bothered.
Just coming at her. Like, oh, Katie's just like, I don't know. It's just not a great bathing suit. But she's in a bathing suit at least. It's not like she's fucking naked.
Yeah. Hey, you wanted her to have a top on. Let's call it a win.
No one's looking at her nipples. So then Sheena sits down with Lala and Sheena's in like a high-waisted suit. And she's like, I have some fabric if you want to wear it on your bathing suit.
I'm like, Sheena, you're making me hate you. Every second of this episode. I know.
So then, why did Lala cry last night? And Lala just says people are coming at her and she feels disrespected.
Because you weren't my friend last night, Sheena.
Sheena says that she knows exactly what Lala's been through. But then Sheena grew and she redeemed herself. And basically Lala changed, or Sheena changed who she was, so this group would like her better.
100%. And just plus Sheena just keeps talking in circles about the things that she went through.
Yeah, Lala's like, I'm upset. And Sheena's like, I've also been upset.
I once slept with a married man. And yeah. I was upset at that point too when people yelled at me.
Sheena needs to be liked though. Lala doesn't need to be liked. She just needs to be respected.
You can tell Lala's like, cool, can we stop talking about you?
Yeah, truly. Like, let's move on. So yeah, whatever. They're different. Sheena doesn't see it. Lala could not get out of there fast enough, probably. So then we go back to LA. We're at Kristen's apartment. Dun, dun, dun. Stassi's here.
Is here.
Her and Kristen are matchy-matchy. Very fucking funny. They're like, oh my God. We're like, that's what you say to your friends that like you're not that good of friends with when they come over. Yeah, where you need
like an icebreaker. You're like, cute outfit.
We're like, matchy-matchy. I have some drinks. What do you want? Do you want some drink? I'd be like, if you came over, I'd be like, sup, Meredith, there's beer in the fridge.
Yeah. You're fucking like, okay, you have like conversation topics to start the day. You're like,
start with a drink.
I got a really fun drink. And you like talk through like the thing you picked out.
Compliment the outfit. So Stassi says though, she looks this nice because when you don't have your shit together, you have to look like you have your shit together, which I was like, what's up with Stassi? What's going on?
Hey, so but I feel down. This when I don't I do too. Feel great. Sometimes I do need to dress I up just a need little to bit.
Look okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we sit down. I thought we were going to talk about Stassi, but we go straight into Kristen who, Kristen talks about how this friendship, so amazing because when Stassi wrote her off after the big smack, the smack heard around the world, not anymore. That's a different one. That's the Oscar slap. But this was the original. Kristen thought they would never be friends again, but she just kept reaching out. She's persistent. If there's one thing we know about Kristen does not quit.
True.
So eventually Stassi broke down and now we're here. So yeah, Kristen, then we talk about, she went on a few dates with this guy, Kevin, who's Jax's friend. And they did have fun. This is kind of fun.
I like a little like crossover, like friends meeting friends.
They had some sex. They had some fun. They had sex. It's been great. yay. So Kristen's relationship is in a good place. Now let's go to Stassi.
Which that's just the guy she like met. Yeah. Not like she's dating him.
No. But her dating life is in a good place.
Yeah.
Which hasn't been for a while.
Fine.
And then we go to Stassi. We have Patrick. Totally forgot about Patrick. They're trying to figure things out.
Because we like never see him.
No, we just hear about him. He's like a figure of our imagination.
I don't like a figure.
Do you know how I like picture him different every time he's mentioned? And I don't know why, it's always with red curly hair.
Huh.
Which I don't think is accurate, but this is what I
imagine
think
him like a banker with like slicked back hair and super douchey because he was in New York.
I wish that's how I do not picture him like that. Anyway, Stassi and Patrick are trying to figure things out. They're currently living apart because when they were living together, they were more like roommates. Kristen's like, weren't having sex, huh? And she's like, I'm not going to come really at, but you know, basically, they did long distance for a while, and then Stassi moved to New York, and they shared his apartment, mm-hmm. which I can tell you right now, I'm already telling you, Stassi is not meant for New York. That girl would,
or I can a boy's see why apartment. She
went. Or a boy's apartment. So then they moved together in LA, and that didn't really work out, because they were not only barely having sex, but barely speaking to each other. Ooh. And Kristen's just concerned that, you know, this is kind of an excuse to break up without actually having to break up, just which, like living apart.
Not a bad idea. I mean, super shitty to do, but I'm like, I can see that's this a good through. Idea.
But how's Kristen in a better place and like slightly smarter than Stassi in relationship?
I feel like
right now,
Kristen, she's kind of like a dog. You need to like spray her with water and or like spray her with some shame and she'll like get her act together.
She'll get
like
it back
ice
together.
Her out. And that's like funny. You can kind of manipulate her into being a better person and like she gets it together.
She's never gonna be iced out again. This bitch, she has learned. Okay. She's back. Okay, so Stassi just doesn't feel like fighting with anyone anymore because she did it so much with Patrick. And she realizes now she compromised her friendships to be with Patrick. And she does think she handled a lot of things poorly, but she also doesn't think it was totally her fault, like the Katie thing. So here's the real story, I guess, behind why Stassi hates Katie.
Yeah, this was actually interesting because I didn't know this.
Yeah, it's like, here's I don't think it was ever mentioned.
I agree. What was going on behind the scenes? Behind the scenes.
So basically, there was this sex tape, kind of a video of Stassi masturbating, basically, that she sent to an ex named Frank, everyone.
Yeah, remember totally Frank from season one?
It was totally Frank. So
we know that in today's world.
It's not even a spoiler because it's never mentioned on this goddamn show.
But
they
don't call him out in this show, but we're telling you, we know this information.
It's Frank. So do the timeline. She sent a video to Frank. It was mentioned in season two, I think, when they go to-
wasn't he living Sheena in DC? Mentions,
yes.
Yeah.
And whenever Sheena, whatever trip it was that Sheena mentioned, she wanted to get gang banged on, that in the other car, in the girl's car, Stassi mentions that she sends a tape to a guy.
Yes.
So this is that tape. It was Frank. Yes. So Sheena then showed it to people once it got out. Sheena passed it around, showed it to people. And Katie knew this, and she knew Stassi was upset. But then last season, Katie still went to Miami on the Bachelorette trip. Was that last season or was that this season?
It was last season.
Because they got married. Okay, great. So Katie still went and partied with Sheena in Miami. So that's why Stassi was so upset that she felt so betrayed by Katie.
Which, like, that's it gives more reason to Stassi's feelings that they're not just irrational.
Yeah.
But she still can't control her friends.
And Katie still has a reason. Sheena.
Yes. Katie
she went there to save her dying relationship.
Yes. And you know what? Did she have fun? Yes. And you know what? Does that hurt her friend's feelings? Should she maybe just share an apology? I'm sorry your feelings are hurt. Yes. But like,
yeah,
you're not going to get that when you come in guns blazing as Stassi.
My God. It's like a Bravo rule for us because we watch so much of it. If you want someone to acknowledge your feelings and apologize, don't attack them.
Yes.
Express your own feelings.
Yes.
But everyone on Bravo is like, you were an asshole.
And it's like say you're sorry now. And it's like, you just attacked me. Now I'm mad at you.
Yes. So Stassi just needs Katie to take ownership for her part. But Stassi does not have the upper hand. So she cannot ask Katie to take part in anything.
I think we're going to have to agree to disagree and move on.
Yeah.
If Stassi wants to be friends.
Listen, because Stassi has so much hurt that she wasn't at Katie and Tom's engagement. To the point that she cried when she found out, and she's crying right now. So there's no way Katie doesn't need anything from you. So she's not going to apologize.
And
you're going to have to fall on this sword.
Katie even more has the upper hand because she's going to have a wedding now that Stassi wants to go to.
She wants to go.
There's a time limit on this if you want to go to this wedding.
Yeah. So we go to Villa Rosa really quick. Lisa and Ken are outside worrying about Max. Lisa can't even be bothered to stand. She needs to float on this.
Wait, that was so funny. It reminded me every time you talk about how Pandora's the favorite because she goes, Pandora's been a dream and Max has been naughty. And I'm like,
I wrote it down and I was like, straight up proof why they don't like Max as much because he's naughty. If anything, you should be giving this kid more love so he stops being naughty.
How it works.
My God. No, they're just going to leave him in the dust. But yeah, so she enjoys herself. She loves Pandora more. That's basically this whole thing. We go back to Hawaii. Peter's fucking chilling. The girls are on the rafts, including Lala and Brittany, which makes Jess really nervous. This is when some of us go snorkeling. Schwartz is scared of sharks. We see a turtle. James takes a picture of Lala from the back. So from the bootay, you know, and James is really upset because Lala's a tease. And then we're all sitting in the shade and Jax mentions that Kristen texted Jax about having lunch with Stassi, which this is Kristen slightly like shit stirring because she's like, I'm going to text guy.
1,000% because we know, Jax may be a quote unquote truther, but doesn't mean he won't stop gossiping.
Hey Jax, I know I like fucked you and that ruined my whole friendship with Stassi, but I just thought I'd let you know while you're in Hawaii and I'm not that Stassi's coming over for lunch. Do with that what you must.
Yep.
Goodbye. So this Sheena goes off. Stassi's a fucking bitch, God. And she's coming back. Blah blah blah. Like, I was like, Jesus. And then Katie says she's still hurt about Stassi walking away from the friendship, and she just hopes Stassi stays away. She doesn't want to be talked about. Yep. She doesn't want to be associated with Stassi. She's done. Yep. Dope. Great. So Brittany and Jax's bedroom. Jax is struggling to iron his pants.
Like, burns his pants.
The iron on it. He left the iron on his
pants. I like how Brittany's like, you can't leave an iron on there for any amount of time. That's not how it works.
That's not how Jax was taught. So you're wrong. Jax brings up the raft where Lala and Brittany were sitting. And Brittany's like, we didn't talk about you. And like, we're not best friends, but we can still like be cordial. And he's like,
this is lovely. Thank you, yes, Brittany. Appreciate you this is called being the bigger person.
Jax is like, be careful with that. Be careful.
She might tell you the truth.
Oh, she might be a truther. And then I'll be the liar. But Jax loves that Brittany can just look past basically his infidelity.
He literally goes, I love that she can blow anything off. And I'm like,
he's going to cheat on her and expect her to blow it off. This was the moment he thought about it.
Oh, he's like, yes, what a great quality for me. Ooh, that means I can cheat openly and she's going to be fine with it.
You're going to blow it off. Because I'm going to be a truther and do my best to get out of it.
I'm just going to tell you I love you and it didn't mean anything.
Yeah, 100%. Great. Done.
Done.
So we go to we're in the modern. We're getting ready to go to dinner. Faith wants to dance. James is going to dance. Lala only dances when she is drunk. Max looks like a fucking badass. This man, I would hit on this man at the club. I would. This is 100%.
I love it.
And Schwartz tries to break the ice, makes a joke about Lala being fully clothed. He like doesn't know what to do with himself. Katie does not find it funny.
Katie's like, you notice she's not clothed ever? Okay, cool.
Yeah, she's a buzzkill constantly. So now we go to Boho for dinner. We're getting the spiked watermelon bowl. Shay salivating at the mouth.
Oh my God, it's again. It's like when they brought over the bottle service and he's like, that looks fun.
I want it. So they're like describing this watermelon bowl and his face is like, you could
see. I was salivating.
I was too. I'm salivating right now. Thinking me too. I'm going to take a sip of water.
Me too. I was like, that seems so awesome. But you're right. The camera was just on Shay like, wow.
Wow, I wish. It probably has hard alcohol in it, right? So even if I just had one glass, I can't have it.
Can you make one of those with some beer?
Yeah, just throw Corona in there. I love that. Thinking in Sheena's logic, Shay could have 30 beers, but could not have one of these watermelon because it has hard liquor.
Yeah,
right?
It's a hard no. Hard liquor is a hard no.
We talk about Brittany's a freak. They've only had sex once, though, but Brittany's a big freak.
Remember, Jax doesn't have sex with people. He really loves them.
He really likes them. Schwartz and Katie have not made love, but Katie did make love to a turkey sandwich before bed. And girl, that sounded so good.
Feel some great drunk eating.
Okay, so then Sandoval asks James and Lala. He's I was surprised.
Dude, this is not don't Sandoval's call him character. Out. No.
Sandoval was like, hey, James, you and Lala have sex? And James is like, don't tempt me. And Lala's like, Sandoval, don't. So then we find out before Hawaii, they tried to sleep together. They were drunk. He couldn't get it up. He then claimed that she couldn't make him hard, which that's the part. Just own your softness, my dude. Just own it.
Again, another thing that is not going to get you laid.
Look, I can kind of feel bad for guys when this happens because I do think they're so embarrassed by it. Like, I didn't know.
But I think it's like a safety mechanism that it's like, you're too hammered. You shouldn't be doing this.
You're too hammered. Also, pressure causes it. Like when they're really nervous. I only know this fun side story. With my boyfriend in high school, I'll expose him a little bit. I won't say his name.
Here's his name and social security number.
I have sympathy for him because I just didn't realize it, right? We're taught as women to think that's embarrassing if you can't get it up.
Yeah.
Right? Sex ed has failed us in this country also. So I one night was feeling drunk and I was like, tonight's the night we're going to lose our virginities. I like sprung it on him. I was like, oh, we're going to the park. Ready? Let's
and this walk. Happened?
So we walked there and he couldn't get it up, but we had been drinking all day at a grad party. So it's not his fault. Also the fact that I sprung this on him, I was like, we're going to the park. We're doing it. This the is our virginity.
We're trying to do it in a park too.
Horrible. Like, that could have been a sex offender. Thank God it didn't work out.
Everything was going against him.
It was all bad. But also it's like our virginities. We don't know what we're doing. So I'm like upset. Cause I'm like, do you not find me attractive?
And Felicia shaming this guy in a park.
He's then so upset. He finally makes eye contact with
me. I'm sweating. Like, I feel so embarrassed, secondhand embarrassed for him.
I know. He like made eye contact with me.
Bitch sitting across from me.
I know. I was horrible. He's like tearing up and he's like, I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, oh my God, I feel so bad. Please tell me
you never told anyone really in high school outside of your like.
No, I waited till we were long broken up.
Oh, good. Because
we were in college and I like learned this isn't as embarrassing as like it should. Cause he asked, he's like, please don't tell anyone. Like, I'm so embarrassed. And he's like, when you're under a lot of pressure, sometimes it happens. And he's like, I just like, I don't know. And I was like, I feel so bad. Luckily we were best friends. Yeah. Like, we had been friends for years. So this like wasn't as embarrassing as it could have been. So I stopped, I apologize, but I have like a lot of sympathy for guys when this does happen because like it is sad. But if he had turned to me and said, you don't make me hard, my ass would have
slapped him. I would have called everyone. The cops and walked away with his clothes.
I would have told everyone, but I didn't. So I feel this, except the part where he yells at Lala.
Me and Lala's taking this really well too. Like, she could easily like defend herself and tell everyone.
She just says like, we haven't had sex and now I don't really want to have sex. Like that was the time it went away. We're not going to make another moment out of nothing. Like,
Lala seems to be like the girl who gets like caught up in a moment and is like in, and it's like, James needs to like take a moment and find
that
it.
That has to be the moment.
Forces things. He doesn't try and create a moment with her.
Yeah. So this is when he's like, James, basically his vibe is can't wait to hook up again. And Lala's like, you're a really good friend.
It's a no.
Friend is used. So James is sad.
She's like, hold on, can you move over here into what we call the friend zone?
Yeah, so he's upset, but Lala's unapologetic. If you get whiskey dick, drink vodka. End of the day. Which I think it's all the same.
It's irrelevant. Talk to Shay about alcohols.
He's done so much research at this point because he can't drink them.
Don't matter.
Rules with alcohol?
Don't matter.
So then Sandoval asked Sheena to go speak.
Which I appreciate this. This is how you talk to someone and not ruin a trip.
Yeah. He's basically like, hey, the other day when we tried to have a conversation, it didn't go well. I want you to know that I'm upset because Sheena should say like, Ariana's in a good place because she is. And, you know, Sheena doesn't really know, you know, he's offended that Sheena reached out to Ariana's mom, right?
This is
someone he's trying to impress. And Sheena made him look bad. And I get it. And then Sheena's basically like, she's going to bite the bullet on this one. So she's like, sorry, but I don't regret anything. I said what I said and I meant it, but sorry,
but I'm going to just say that word so you think you're happy.
Yeah. Sorry. You're pissed, but I'm fine. I'm not sorry about anything else. So then Sandoval is like, I've never felt like I've been better than you. I like, am just so upset. I've tried to help you be a friend to you. He also brings up that Shay feels like sometimes Sheena does manipulate the situation to get what she wants.
Yeah. Like, how about you stop worrying about my relationship and take a peek in your own little glass house?
Because, you know, Sheena blames Shay for everything, basically, including not tracking his alcohol correctly when she gave him clear rules.
When she gave him unclear rules.
So Sheena doesn't believe any of this. She doesn't think she has like a manipulative attitude. It's Sandoval's fault.
My favorite thing is she's like, listen, you should stay out of my relationship. And I was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? You don't want people in your relationship? Hilarious.
Absolutely hilarious. Sandoval should text your mom.
It's none of his business. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Breaking.
So then, you know, whatever, conversation ends at like the other one, the end. Sandoval in his interview says he doesn't think they'll ever be the same. And then Sheena back at this conversation looks at him and goes, it's like we're brother and sister, right? Like you piss me off, I piss you off. And then we're like, fine. And Sandoval's like, sure. And then
like, Sheena, read the room, honey.
Sheena turns her back and he literally looks at the camera like pissed. He's like, fuck this bitch.
Fucking A.
Amazing. So then we go back. We're going to end on a high note. We're going out to the club, but first we're going to LA. It's time to go to a dive bar where Kristen has already had one vodka soda because she doesn't have any rules. So Stassi's here. She orders a first drink. Kristen gets her second. We're getting hammered.
If I'm the friend who arrives early, I'm getting a drink.
Agreed. Also, Kristen just got Botox, so it's been a good day for her. So Sheena called Kristen from Hawaii today and told Kristen that it's not her that would have been the drama because Ariana and Sandoval are being total drama queen.
Which they're not causing drama in this group. They're mad at you and they're talking to you about it.
They separately take you away to talk to you about the issue. But when Peter tries to bring it up at the table, Ariana's like, it's not a big deal. Like, we're going to work it out ourselves.
Yeah. Like, this not is even not drama. Remotely. Like,
oh my God.
To the point where it's kind of uninteresting from a reality TV perspective because they handle it like such fucking adults.
The interesting part is that everyone else thinks this isn't handled well, which I don't know what's handled well then.
But here's the thing, half the table doesn't even know what's going on because they don't see it.
It's hilarious. And then Kristen sitting here like, I just knew that Ariana's the type to explode. She always does this. And I'm like, ma'am.
Jokes, because Ariana didn't explode.
Ma'am, what happened
to you? Ma'am, what book are you reading? Because it ain't this story.
I was so confused. It was so funny. So then Stassi, of course, she's like, I don't understand the negativity they have. And I'm like, girl, shut up. You just got back in and they're number one guy in the group, okay?
And Stassi being like, I just don't get why people hold grudges. It's just not worth it. And I'm like, queen, you are at the top of the pyramid of holding motherfucking grudges. You weren't at Katie's engagement because you are holding a motherfucking grudge.
Hey, Stassi, Alicia Sinase here. Love you. How many grudges have you held? So many.
I don't have enough fingers on my hands.
You're still not talking to Katie because of this grudge? Okay, good.
Cool. Cleared up. How's your relationship with Lisa doing as well? Might I just pipe in?
Bad, great. Meredith also here. Okay.
Meredith Wagner chiming in.
We find out Kevin's gonna come, Jax's friend. Kristen is calling him an Uber, which I want to date Kristen.
People do this for each other.
She's like, I'm just gonna call him an Uber.
And I can barely get an address to a place. I'm like looking it up, hoping for the best.
I know. Hey, there are three of the same places in the same area. I'm just gonna pick one.
Pick one out of a hat.
You're not gonna text me back? Okay. Stassi tries to be like, just send him the address. And Kristen's like, it's fine. No, I got it. No worries.
He doesn't have Uber. So like, I'm gonna pay the $45 charge to get him here. This guy just I can then date with.
I will then pay for the Uber to get him back to my bed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, some people actually pay for sex. I just do it in a roundabout way.
Yeah. The government's not coming at me. I'm just paying for Ubers. So speaking of Kevin, Stassi's got some tea. He might have a serious live-in girlfriend. Stassi did some Facebook stalking.
Love a good Facebook stalk.
I mean, he is Jax's friend. That's how he's presented to Bravo. Kevin, Jax's friend.
Exactly.
I would prefer like Kristen's boy toy to Jax.
You know what's funny is I wish they would have popped up over Kristen and been like, Kristen, serial co-cheater with guys in relationships.
With Kevin. So Kristen, she goes to get Kevin a
drink.
Yeah. Yeah, she gets up, she leaves. Stassi immediately is like, I can't not ask.
Listen,
you got a girlfriend? What's happening? He has an ex-girlfriend. They dated on and off. They have separate places, so she's never lived with him. And he would much rather be on again with or on with Kristen.
Wait, he doesn't know. I feel like I heard that wrong because I thought what he was saying is he'd rather be on with the girlfriend.
With the girlfriend. That's what I thought. But that's then when Stassi started being like, are you guys going to do long distance? Like, does she? And he's like, I don't know how Kristen feels.
That makes sense.
I then figured out, because at first I was like, he wants to be on with the girlfriend. So why
are we here? So of course he's going to make out with Kristen tonight.
Why would he fucking tell Stassi that? He's Jax's friend. He's smarter than that.
No, I feel like guys are kind of dumb when it's just a hookup. Like there's nothing on the line outside of just getting laid.
He's not going to get laid though. If he admits.
Oh, he probably still will. Despite his honesty, he's a truther. Listen.
He's a truther. Kristen paid $45 to get him here.
Kevin, truther.
Truther.
Kristen, not a truther.
Liar and truther to be on people's names. Okay, so yeah. Stassi then is like, hey, Kristen, guess what? He really likes you. It's great. And
he's no girlfriend. Yay. And
Kristen's like, that's fantastic because I don't let people cheat with me. I've never done that. And I go, you just cheat on them.
Okay. Well,
which sure. Technically Jax and Stassi were broken up.
You know what? It's similar to Sheena liquor rules. The rules apply in relationships and friendships. So works.
I just love that she will not be the other woman. No. She will have another man. She will do it. Or woman for that matter.
I'm not Kristen truly a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I'm for women. I'm against men.
I literally wrote, she doesn't cheat with them, just on them.
Oh God.
That is so
funny. I feel like I need an embroidered t-shirt.
She doesn't cheat with them.
And then something on the like back, really just on them. Fancy. Doesn't cheat with them, just on them.
Just on them. Okay. So if anything, thinking about it, that's kind of a power move. You just cheat on them.
Oh, I don't know. It's bad. I know. I don't know if I want to sign up for condoning it, this. But
it's bad.
It's kind of like you're like, oh, great job. Thumbs up. But don't do it. But hey, nice one. Thumbs up. Don't do it.
It like can get worse, but it sounds empowering like in a way. And then her and Kevin make out at the table in front of the cameraman and Stassi because the cameraman gets right up in there.
Can you promise me one thing? You will never do this to me.
No, this is my nightmare.
I don't even want to do this to anyone, let alone have this done in front of me.
I not only never want to do this to someone, this is my absolute nightmare to do in front of anyone. Let alone, I would rather sit there than be this person.
Even
so, I don't want either.
Just at a table by myself and someone else. Like, I don't want to do this in a full restaurant.
No, it's no thanks. Anyway, we go back to Hawaii. We're out this club. Cheers to birthdays, engagements. Let's dance. Sheena's dancing on Shay, who's not even paying attention because he has his beer in one hand. He's talking to someone else. So Sheena's asking it's nothing.
In the hand.
He has to enjoy this beer, Sheena. You only give him so many. Sandoval's killing it on the dance floor. Brittany approaches Lala, says she wants to squash everything. Going forward, though, Brittany is here for good. You hear that?
Listen, I want to let you know this spot is taken. It's a no for you.
I love girls.
And I'm an idiot.
I absolutely love girls that are in relationships. And it's been like a few months and they're like, I'm here for good, honey. Because me in a relationship, it's like a year in. And I'm like, do you like me? We could.
Like, this is still tentative.
Yeah. I may not be around for that much longer. Each day is a blessing.
Also, like, as if Jax's behaviors are just because she was in Kentucky. I think it was heightened because she wasn't around. But look at season one with Stassi.
Oh, she's never seen the show. It's incredibly obvious that this bitch has never watched Bravo.
There's an entire burn book dedicated to your boyfriend called Vanderpump Rules, and you don't want the information. Okay, you're here for good. Good luck, honey.
Good luck. Lala's not concerned though because she knows Jax is gonna fuck it up somehow. Yeah, I feel her. I'm with Lala.
It's again like a thumbs up, like yeah, you got it. Don't worry, he's not gonna cheat on you. Never.
Yeah, and then you think there's hope because Jax is talking about how he's so in love with Brittany, he's so monogamous. Who would have fucking thought the bare minimum of a relationship he is performing? But
a monogamous relationship.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. The monogamous relationship.
Even a polygamous relationship.
That's true. Every relationship Jax has been in is monogamous. So he has not been doing the bare minimum.
Also polygamous. For these
they just don't know it.
So there's such a thing. I'm so funny.
That's really funny, actually. But he's like, I don't even want to look at another girl. And then the waitress comes by and he looks straight at her boobs. He's like,
for this 1 second, I don't want to look at anyone else.
Again, it's on camera, my dude. Like, you don't have to look there.
We can see your eyes. Like, yeah, we're
here. So we all had like a really, really fun night. It's all great. The next day, we're hungover. Katie and Schwartz didn't have sex. Katie's like, when you're on a trip with 14 friends, you don't want to have sex in the room. And I'm like, yeah, but you go to bed and you have your own room with this man.
Yes. Okay. I understand being like, my sole focus isn't having sex with you. And I would agree with that. Like, you're doing a lot. However, you're not sharing a room with anyone.
No. So you could. Also, you're not going to tell me Tom Schwartz takes more than 2 minutes. Okay, this is 2 minutes.
One time in these like 3 days, and it's technically been like 8 days since the proposal. Like one time within 8 days.
Yes, you literally go. I guarantee you, the Vanderpump Cast is not up until at least 10 a.m.
Yeah, you could totally have morning sex.
It's gonna be quick. My gosh. So, Jack steals this guitar as he leaves. He's walking out. He's like, I'm gonna steal this. And Brittany's like, don't do it. But he does it. So we're outside the hotel and Brittany gets a call from Jax and she's like, should we go to the local police station? Is that where you are? LOL, Jax is at the police station because he got arrested for a felony charge for stealing those sunglasses. It's under investigation and he can be held in this prison cell for up to 48 hours.
Oh my God, which I'm like, a felony charge is a huge deal.
Yeah, that's a big deal. So then, as Brittany, we're about to cut to commercial.
And I just want to say, the reason it's a felony charge is because the price of the sunglasses, most likely.
Yes.
If you do theft of a high ticket item or like a lot of stuff, it like ups.
I think they said like class C felony.
I think it's E because it's in the next time on. But I don't know what all the letters mean. But I think that's why it's a felony, is probably because of the price of it.
The price. Cool. Mm-hmm. Good to know. But yeah, so we're about to go to commercial. Brittany's sitting there. She says, I don't know what to do. What do I do?
Leave his ass. I
yelled, leave him.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm not missing my flight for you, especially which we'll talk about it next, but because there's other circumstances.
Stay with him and do long distance. B, stay in Hawaii and try and bail him out. C, believe him.
I mean,
or D, pray for him.
I would do everything I could to get him out from Hawaii and or LA, but I'm not missing my flight for you.
No, didn't you hear they're going to see Third Eye Blind?
Okay, I was going to say, I didn't want to like ruin anything, but yeah, like we have other plans, especially the friends. The friends do not ever wait around.
Oh my God. Sandoval, Ariana weren't even there.
I would never expect anyone. That's hundreds of dollars if all your friends stay. I feel like your best friend should offer to stay and be like to the girlfriend, like, do you need help?
Girlfriend, no.
And then it's like the girlfriend, as the girlfriend, I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm not staying. You're not staying.
Yeah, we're not staying here. No. This man stole sunglasses. He did his own. We have Third Eye Blind tickets for tomorrow. Now, if he was
like wrongly charged with something, I would stay. But it's like, you made a dumbass mistake. I'm not ruining my life for you.
We got you on camera, my dude, in this high-end area.
We also have him on camera admitting it to the Vanderpump Rules crew.
It's true. Bravo's like here.
Bravo's like, fuck, we're in on this crime. We're what is it called?
We're accomplice.
Yeah, an accomplice. An assistant to the crime.
I love that. Okay, so Brittany goes, he better learn from this.
Oh,
watch season one.
Okay.
So Schwartz and Sheena call Jax's mom and she is beside herself. She cannot believe that her son is in this mess, but she hasn't got $11,000 to bail him out. She's like, good luck. So
$11,000. That is a lot of money for your bail.
I love how everyone's like, so who's going to post bail? And I'm like, listen, if it was almost anyone else, and I'm like a good friend and I have 11,000, I'd be like, sure. Jack Saylor's not going to fucking pay me back.
I don't like, this tells me it's even worse. I don't know how much those sunglasses cost, but like $11,000 for bail, like really petty crimes are like $300 per petty crime. I'll say
$500.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. If you like urinated in public, it's like $500 to bail someone out. $11,000.
That's why you just pay the fine and you leave.
Yeah. And then it usually goes to your like court costs too, is like what you paid. But like $11,000 and bonding someone out means like they pay for it up front and like help you like get this money together, and you can like pay like a fee, and I think it gives, I'm not.
Yeah. Because isn't
bonding someone out and like, or not
to bail someone out.
Yeah. But like getting like a bondsman involved means you don't have to pay as much like of your own money.
Yeah. I think that's what Schwartz did, because he called someone.
Yes. He was like, let me talk to a bondsman.
Yeah. So you're not paying, correct me if I'm wrong, you're not paying the full 11 grand, but Schwartz will have to upfront pay something. And then that bondsman will come back for some money.
Correct.
Okay. So.
And you can pay this shit on credit card. So if anybody's got an $11,000 credit card limit, technically they could pay for it.
Dope.
But I wouldn't want to put this on my credit card.
Better be Jack's.
You could put it on your own credit card. Technically, I would grab somebody Jack's has to like
credit card
release you
like here.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got 90 minutes till the flight departs. Everyone's heading to the airport. He calls Brittany. He's like, where are you? She goes, just meet us at the airport. He makes it. He looks kind of disheveled. He apologizes to Brittany. He's so dumb. He would totally understand if she didn't want to be with him anymore. And Brittany just doesn't have anything to say, which that's how I'd be. I'd be like, we're going to
But she like kind of smiles. I don't know if maybe that's just like her reaction and she feels uncomfortable and smiles. Feels
awkward.
But this is like serious. I hate when people laugh in serious situations.
Yeah. He's crying in his confessional. He's so embarrassed. That is
so fucking fake.
He cries because this isn't the person he is anymore. He's a big old truther. As of yesterday, he was clear.
After I stole the sunglasses, ever since then, I'm a really good person.
Yeah. I may have lied about the Lala thing, but that was before I stole the sunglasses.
So like, doesn't count.
But yeah, that's where it ends. We're all headed back for Third Eye Blind.
Thank God we all make it.
Thank God. Can you imagine? Jax wouldn't want to be in jail for that.
I do like Third Eye Blind.
I love Third Eye Blind. So next time, what happened with Jax? We all got to talk about what happened with Jax. Everyone's pissed. It's a class 3 felony. Lisa's going to yell at him. Stassi's not even surprised. Is Jax a liar, a drunk, or a thief? He's a liar, clearly. Like, a drunk, not really. A thief for sure, but first and foremost.
Yeah, but he says he was drunk whenever he was talking to Brittany, and that's why he did it.
That's funny.
So, like, in his excuse, he calls himself a drunk.
All three. And then, this is what I want. Stassi and Lisa come face to face.
Yes. I love when she like basically insults Stassi and then goes, sit down.
You're not important enough to hate. Sit down.
Sit down.
So yeah. Should we do accepted and blocked?
Yeah.
We just assume you guys have been listening since the very beginning. And personally, I can't imagine starting a show season 4 and episode 3 in, unless it was like
13,
or 13, sorry, even worse. But we do accepted and blocked. And accepted is basically someone that we want to, because all these people are very social media driven. So we're accepting their friend requests. This is who we want to see on our timeline. This is who we want to watch, hang out with, possibly DM. And then blocked is who we don't want to see again for a while.
Get me out of here.
So do you got any thoughts?
Yeah, I kind of want to do blocked first, but I think there's 2 people. So like,
I think there's 2. Together.
Okay. I'm going to go Sheena because I just can't. I'm at my limit with her fucking bullshit on Tom and Ariana and then telling Kristen that they're like drama kings. And also it's truly the phrase of my relationship is none of Tom Sandoval's business. I'm like, oh no. So
I love the Shay stuff. You got drunk after I told you to only do half of everyone else's drinks? Girl. Though it brings me so much laughter to watch and talk about it, girl.
I just wish Shay could have enjoyed that watermelon drink, even like a sip.
It's one little sip. Just one my little guy, sip. My just guy a loves sip. Watermelon. Okay, I'm actually in between two more people after Sheena, but I'm going to go with the more obvious one. I'm going to Black Jack's.
Who's your alternate?
Katie.
Good.
I'm not going to shame Lala up in here.
Good, like, gold star.
But yeah, so, I mean, to end with it, Jax got arrested. That being said, also, he sucked. This man is such a liar. He's putting Lala on blast. It's gonna air. Like, I don't understand the thought process. We're gonna all see it. And you have to watch it for the reunion. Like, you have to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's always been a shitty person. He's still a shitty person. This isn't who I am anymore. Dude, it's always who you've been. If anything.
This whole trip, you've not been like squeaky clean. So let's not say those comments.
Enjoy those sunglasses. Hope they were worth it.
I hope they took him back. I hope he was wearing them when he got arrested. I hope
he lost them. Why so we can't even return didn't them.
We get this on camera. I'm pissed about it. I would have loved to have seen this arrest.
Oh, him stealing the sunglasses. I would have loved it.
This like isn't a spoiler, but like I feel like Bravo is way better about getting like this type of shit on camera now. Like Jen Shah with
Real Housewives. If we could have seen Jen Shah get arrested, they would have done it.
No, you mean like Jax?
Oh yeah, if we could have seen Jax steal, and what I'm saying is like now and other shows, whatever Bravo can get, they use.
Yes.
But sometimes the arrest happens when like no one's there.
Yeah.
Like drama. So I'm upset. Where was this cameraman enjoying a fucking pina colada by the beach?
Get your ass cell in phone there. Footage, they would have thrown it in there.
Oh my God.
I can't believe no one got it. Or even, you know, how like
door footage. That's the best.
You know ring how door. Sometimes now they'll put up like tweets or like news articles.
Articles.
Like I wanted like I more of to like hype up this like moment.
We need his mugshot, everyone. I'm going to look to see if it even exists.
Okay, that'll be a post-show treat. If we're able to find it, we'll attach it to the post-show.
Who are we? I guess he's been arrested a few times, but got the Hawaii one anyway.
But I think that's all we have for the episode.
No, we have to accept.
Oh, my God.
We just blind people. We're just so mad.
I'm just so negative these days. I am... Man, this one's rough. I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you have anyone?
I think I'm gonna accept, and this is a hot take, I'm gonna accept Kristen.
Ooh.
This was one of her better episodes. She's not crazy. Okay. She seems more put together than Stassi right about now.
It's a fun little makeout.
Getting laid by Kevin. He doesn't have a girlfriend. And she doesn't let herself be the other woman. She doesn't help cheat. She just cheats on everyone. She
get herself into those types of situations. Not that people get themselves into those situations.
Absolutely not. She just seemed fine. She doesn't care about Hawaii anymore. She's just
living it. Yeah. I'm going to accept Sandoval. I feel like he handled the Sheena situation very delicately. Like, wasn't trying to cause a fight. Just kept trying to, like, put his feelings out there. Share, like, where Sheena can be a better friend and like how she's kind of a hypocrite without ruining the whole trip. And then he was like, he doesn't let this stuff get to him, you know, like he moves on and is going to go have fun.
Exactly. I love it. Good for Sandoval. He's just having a time. Okay. Join us for the after show. I do have a few things to talk about. So
yeah. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, join the Facebook group, Patreon, all the things.
Thank you. Bye.